Welcome to Monday.
Thank you. You as well.
We got some texts. Cause you remember on Friday I had said, hey, remember to, text Stacy's memory.
Right? So I forgot you said that.
I know you did. And that's why we're bringing it up here. Stacy has a memory of a goldfish. She just cannot remember, anything. You tell her something, and 5 seconds later,
gone.
It's gone.
Done.
Disappears. So last week, Stacy drove me to work 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pay for parking. And so, parking time comes up, and she's like, hey, pay for parking. And I just looked at her like, she can't be serious.
I was.
I kid you not, 20 minutes go by, and she's like, have you paid for parking yet? I was like, what are you talking about?
Remember how we got to work today without your vehicle?
Completely forgot that she had brought me to work and I didn't drive.
Yeah, and I'm looking down at the street where my car is. Yours is not next to mine. No. Like it usually is. And I'm sitting there telling you to pay for your parking.
Right? And there's just so many, the other day, we were on the air, completely forgot what we were going
to
do.
After even having just referred back to him, be like, yes. Is this what we're good with? Yep, okay.
Yes, and it's right in front of her. So I don't know what it is that's caused you to have a memory like that. Is that something you've always had your entire life?
I feel like I've never been good with that.
Oh, boy.
But as I am aging, I've noticed a definite decline.
We're chalking up the old age, are we?
Okay,
now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to give a shout out to the Sobeys at Preston Crossing. I was there over the weekend, and I think this happens to a lot of us where you plan to go in for just a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're walking around, those few things turn into too much for you to carry. Sobeys at Preston Crossing have random chunks, stacks, I should say, of baskets now throughout the store. So you can just grab a basket and throw your stuff into it when you've got too much in your hands. And that is exactly what happened to me. I was in the dairy section and I was like, nah, I should have got a cart, should have grabbed a basket. There they had a stack of baskets just waiting for me.
Okay. For some reason, I that seems like a normal thing. I'm shocked that you're shocked by it.
I've never come across that before.
Okay.
And I just think it's such a genius idea because what a grocery store wants, of course, is you always to buy more things.
Of course.
And they're making it easier for me. It's like, hey, Stacy, here's a basket for you.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah. I still can't get over the fact that, you're shocked by it. I don't know. For some reason, again, I just think it's a normal thing and that most grocery stores do stuff like that, but hey, man.
That was the first time maybe I was oblivious the other times.
Yeah, probably.
Because I did have a basket or I did have a cart, but in this one instance, they had the stack of baskets for me, and I was like, you know what, guys? This is genius.
This is pretty nice. You know what? If for some reason the store doesn't have the baskets lying around, if you ever see an employee, just ask them, be like, hey, man, can you grab me a cart? Can you grab me a basket? Most of the times, they'll be like, yeah, for sure. For
Please,
sure.
Please, buy more things.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm going to send my boss an email later on today, and he's probably listening here this morning, so he'll already be up to date. But I spent this better part of a weekend looking for this work thing I had brought home. That he had given to me a while back and can't find it.
Oh, and what is that?
Oh, I'm not going to say exactly, but I spent the better part of the weekend just ripping apart my place. I actually took apart my couch. Took it completely apart because I was like, hey, maybe it fell in the couch somewhere trying to find it. Nope, not there. Took apart the bathroom. Nope, not there. I actually dug through the cat litter a little bit. But how many times have you done that? Like, you misplaced something, you lost something, and then you just start tearing apart everything that you are around.
We have the problem with the remote. It's one of those slender, it's not big enough.
Yeah.
And it gets lost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a couch cushion, under the couch. Fiona is classic for just taking it to her bedroom with her.
Why?
I don't know.
It just to sleep with it?
No, just like she'll have it in her hand and then walk into the bedroom, put it down. So it does then become like you need to tear apart the entire house, oh, not wow. just the living room.
Yeah.
Which is super annoying.
It's annoying, but it's great at the same time. Because if you've been wanting to tidy up your place, that gives you a perfect excuse to do that.
When it comes to the old tooth fairy there, she's got quite the collection of little chiclets that she's been acquiring over, I don't even know how long she's been in action for, but regardless. When, I'm going to use air quotes here, the tooth fairy needs to maybe get rid of those teeth. Mm-hmm. You might be thinking, like, what do you do with them? Sometimes, in my situation, the tooth fairy has given the teeth back to me.
What?
Which is weird. Hey, do you want these? No. Why do you still have them? It's so weird. Because it's teeth, right? Like, you just don't expect to ever be holding teeth in your hand.
Funny enough you say that. I have one of my wisdom teeth at home in a container.
I still have one of mine, just yeah. randomly. I don't know why. But regardless, I saw this on Instagram. There's a company out there that will take baby teeth and make them into jewelry for you.
Oh, why?
I saw a ring. It was a very nice, delicate little gold band. And then the band kind of went around the shape of the tooth. I saw a necklace that they had also turned in, or a necklace that was using a baby tooth and a matching set of earrings with little baby teeth.
That is very, very weird. Super. Like, I get it. Some people are like, oh, wait, you know, it's my little baby's baby teeth. It's all sentimental. That's weird.
It is. And to wear them as jewelry, like, I can see birthstones and stuff like that. That's doable. Maybe if you have the ashes of a loved one made into some jewelry, another yeah. great idea. But teeth, I think, is pushing it.
Definitely. And I sit here, I think.
Baby teeth, too, are also, like, again, because they're so small, they're kind of cute.
It's just,
but, like, can you imagine getting a necklace with your big, janky wisdom tooth?
I hope they're not doing that.
Big game on Saturday night for the Toronto Maple Leafs. It was Game 7, and they had the chance to win in the first round, and they did not. I was watching it on the very small screen on my phone.
Yeah, you were. Look, the Leafs did what the Leafs always do, right? Which is lose. And then left the fans being like, well, there's always next year. Yeah, the classic Leafs phrase that they use. It was a good game, though. Really good game.
It was. I was watching it, and I have a friend. Her name is Marissa. She's from Saskatoon. She lives in Toronto. She works for TSN. She's got such great, like, she's an absolute huge Leafs fan. Mm-hmm. And she's so into it. And I saw quite a few other people, too, just posting that, like, live reaction of them watching the game, and that just instant, like,
it was well, I remember when they scored the first goal, I was like, oh, they're like, that's great, this is awesome, that's how, this is Toronto we're talking about. Nothing good is gonna come from this at all. I know, like, it was great goal, but nothing good is gonna come from it. And what happened? Nothing good came from it.
Yeah, so
it is what it is.
They're done for the season. And then another two big games for the Blades over the weekend. Excuse me. Friday night, Fiona and I went to the game. It was mm-hmm. very exciting. The Blades were up, I think it was 4-1. That lead dwindled very quickly. And taking a 5-year-old to a hockey game, they don't last very long. At yeah. one point, Fiona was like, Mom, can we leave this place? And so we left before the end of the third, which is unfortunate because we missed the overtime. We missed the overtime goal. But I do have to say, ducking out before things are over, my God, the traffic is just so amazing.
So much better.
So that was Friday night. They won 5-4, but then they lost yesterday 4-3 again in overtime. If they could stop making it so nail biting, that'd be great. But Game 7 is tomorrow at SaskTel Center. It's obviously going to be crazy. There were 11,173 fans in attendance for Friday's game. They opened up all the seats up top.
Yeah.
I can only imagine that it's going to be bonkers for tomorrow's game. So if you want in on that, Ticketmaster.ca is where you go to get tickets, okay?
We have Foreigner tickets to give away. Foreigners coming to SaskTel Center May 11th, and we want you to score these tickets. So we're playing Perfect 10. Let's say hello and good morning to our first contestants, James. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
That is good to hear. Great weekend?
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. He's like, I don't know. Okay. All right, James, look, we're playing Perfect 10. You get 10 trivia questions. If you get all 10 right, you get a Perfect 10 and you win the tickets. But if you get one question wrong, you're out, and the next person up picks up where you left off at, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. We are going to be playing Perfect 10 with James for foreigner tickets.
All right, James, are you ready?
I'm ready, yep.
Question number one. What is the name of the family dog on the Flintstones?
Dino.
There you go. Question two. What's the largest bird in the world?
Largest bird. The ostrich.
There you go. Nicely done. Question three. What weakens Superman?
Kryptonite.
Yes. Nicely done. Question four. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Nice. Question five. Who is the current president of the United States of America?
Biden.
There you go. Question six. Who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend?
Minnie Mouse.
Nice. Question seven. How many inches are in a foot?
12.
There you go. Nice work, James. Question number eight. How many members of the Beatles were there?
Four.
Right. Question nine. The Olympics are held every how many years?
4 years.
4 years, James. Question number 10. How many wheels does a semi-truck have?
18 wheels.
Yeah! Well done, James. This was James's redemption. He'd played Perfect 10 previously and lost out on question number 9.
Redemption game through.
Harry Potter, what school did Harry Potter go to?
Something like that. I'm so happy for you, James. You have scored 2 tickets to see Foreigner in concert May 11th at Sastel Center. Make sure you stay on the line. We're going to have another pair of tickets to give away tomorrow. I believe it was, it was last week.
It was last Friday.
We went through the same scenario. I buy you a Honey Cruller from Tim Hortons and bring it into work for you, and you lay the bag on its side and smash it down into a little pancake. And I don't know. I've never seen anybody do it before. Your justification is that it's... Was it easier to eat?
It gets rid of half the calories.
That's what it was. Half the calories. And it was funny. On Friday, Lennon texted in and he's like, you know what? I don't do it, but I want to do that now to a Honey Cruller. And I was like, okay, let us know what you think. Over the weekend, Lennon went and bought himself a Honey Cruller, texted in this morning.
And?
Reporting in about the Honey Cruller donut being flattened. I'm with Zenka on this one. LMAO. It's somehow more moist per bite, and I'm not getting sugar frosting over my mustache and beard biting into it. Great idea.
You are welcome. Now,
wow.
Will everyone start to... hop on this wagon, give it a shot. Lennon tried it, loves it. His new way of eating Honey Cruller. I'm telling you, change your life, man.
And you know what? I do need to apologize. I've never tried it. Maybe I should try it as well, and then I'll come over to your camp.
Okay.
We'll see. I do like the half the calories part of it, though. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It's complete BS, but nonetheless, it makes you feel good.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.